Nolte, VP Vance repeatedly humiliates fake news during White House briefing. By John Nolte on January 8, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance stood before the podium in the White House briefing room on Thursday and delivered a masterclass in humiliating the left-wing activists within the disgraced White House press corps who cower behind a pretense of objectivity. Our first clip is Vance obliterating CNN, the basement-rated, far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence. Using his phone, Vance read a CNN headline about Wednesday's incident involving an ICE agent shooting a left-wing activist. Although it was a legitimate shooting and a blatantly obvious act of self-defense, CNN's headline still reads "Outrage after ICE officer kills U.S. citizen." Vance was having none of it. What that headline leaves out is that that woman was there to interfere with a legitimate law enforcement operation in the United States of America, Vance said. What that headline leaves out is that that woman is part of a broader left-wing network to attack, to dox, to assault, and to make it impossible for our ICE officers to do their job. If the media wants to tell the truth, he added, they ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques, to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws. In our second clip, Vance lights into a member of the press corps who premised a question about the ICE shooting that assumed the woman who got shot was engaging in legitimate protest when we all know the truth. She was deliberately interfering with a legitimate law enforcement operation, and when federal law enforcement officers attempted to stop her, she either tried to run over this ICE agent or was willing to run him over in order to escape. First, Vance scolded the room, "You guys are meant to report the truth. How have you let yourself become agents of propaganda of a radical fringe that's making it harder for us to enforce our laws?" Then he addressed the question, "You just asked me a question that presumed that the reason why this woman died is because was engaged in legitimate protest," Vance said. Then he told the truth, "She tried to run somebody over with her car, and the guy defended himself when that happened." Vance also addressed the latest breaking piece of fake news that claims that neither he nor Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard were part of the planning for this weekend's capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro. "I've heard a couple of things. One, that I was kept out of the planning for the Venezuela operation, that's false. And another, that Tulsi was kept out, that's completely false." He added, "I'm going to be as involved as the president wants me to be. So far, that's been very involved." Vance also spoke about the ICE agent specifically, how this is the second time this agent's been injured by a vehicle while doing his job. "And I think," said the vice president, "the media prejudging and talking about this guy as if he's a murderer is one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen from the American media. Any other Republican administration would be in a cowardly crouch right now. Not the Trump people. They are on a fence because they are right and they know they are the good guys doing the right thing." Vance's skill set is one of the best I've ever seen. Right up there with President Trump. After decades of frustration with Republican officials who allowed the fake media to intimidate and get the best of them, this is a true pleasure to watch. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.